Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Nun Aleph. We'll pick it up with the last two words on Nun Amin Beis, Bas Kohen. Right? So Gemara says now, Nun Aleph, Ein li ele she nises le Kohen. So I only know that a Bas Kohen who married another Kohen, however, nises le Levi, uli Yisroel, different girsas here, ovi Kochavim or Lakusi, explain why there are different girsas in a second, le Chala, le Mamzer, le Nasin, right, Minayin, how does she married any one of these other people? So a Chala is someone who's born to a Kohen, to a woman that was also for him, like a regular Kohen marries a divorced woman or something like that, so he's a Chala. A Mamzer is a person who was born by his people who had a type of relationship that's punishable with Koris. And in the sin, these were the Gibonim that Yehoshua punished when they tried to trick him. Just for a Tzarech Ian, it's interesting to the Mephorshim learn that perhaps maybe Yehoshua understood that the Gibonim were faking all along, but maybe he wanted to entice them out. He wanted to accept them in order as a military strategy to get all of the kings to leave their cities to come fight the wars, which would make it much easier to conquer them if they left their cities rather than having to go in and conquer them. Okay, but for Sefer Yehoshua, we could discuss that later. But back to the question. What if she marries all these other people? How do I know that also is a considered she was Michal herself. So Tamalomer Ubas Ish Kohen Afa Pi She'ena Kohenis. So it's the Bas Kohen that she applies even if now she's not a Kohenis anymore because she married a non Kohen. So said a minute ago, some Girsos have that she married an Oved Kochavim. So that's a problem. Rabbi Akiva Eger points out, what do you mean? Kedushin isn't toifes if you have a Jew and a non-Jew. So how in the world could it be shayach this? So because of that question, perhaps the Yad Ramah has a different girsa. He has a kusi, right, which is what he read it. So a kusi, we know that was a homachlokis, whether the kusim were geri emes, they were sincere converts, or whether the kusim were geri arayas, they were converting because the lions were eating them all up. So according to this, you have to learn that the kusim here are talking about geri emes, and therefore they were sincere converts, they're really Jewish, and therefore that's how she married him, according to that opinion. The Rishash has an interesting pshat. The Rishash learns up that it could still be Ovei Kochavim, but it'd be talking about the Zayin Amamim after they converted. So even though you're not supposed to marry them, but they did, the Kedushin would in fact be Chal. Okay, but the Gemara now continues and says like this. He, right, meaning she will have Sreifa, the Sreifa of Ein Bola B'Sreifa, but the one who is Bola her will not be punished with the Sreifa. He B'Sreifa Ein Zomameh B'Sreifa. So she will be punished with Sreifa, but the Edom Zomim who came to try to inflict this punishment on her, they don't get it. In fact, they get Chenek, as we've explained earlier. Rabbi Eliezer says, Es avia b'sreifa v'es chamia b'skila. So the Gemara's going to have a big discussion what exactly this means. If she's with her father, then she gets sreifa. If she's with her father-in-law, she gets skila. But we'll see as the Gemara fleshes this out in a little bit. Amar Mar. Yochel, I think, afila chila Shabbos. Even if she was mechal Shabbos, chila Shabbos b'skila hi. What do you mean? If she was Mechal Shabbos, the punishment for one of the Lametes Malachas is Skila, right? So why would you think that just because she's a Bas Kohen, she would get by Sreifa, right, which is less severe, according to the Rabbanan? So Amarava Hamani, who's this going like? Reb Shimon he. No, it's going like Reb Shimon. To Amar Sreifa Chamor, because Reb Shimon holds that Sreifa is, in fact, you know, the most strict severe punishment you could get. Salk daite chamino hoyo v'achmir behu rachmona b'kahani. Since we're more machmir with kohanim, therefore derabi behu mitzvos yiseros, because they have additional mitzvos that only kohanim can do, tidon b'sreifa, you would think they should get the more strict punishment, right, for it being Mechal Shabbos. No, Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is that even when it comes to Chil Shabbos, a Bas Kohen will get the exact same punishment as everybody else. It's interesting that the Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Lekach Tov points out that you see from this Gemara the mitzvos that a Kohen performs are on a higher level. right? Maybe that's perhaps part of Vikidashto, but that's what he brings from here. This proves that we have, that there's a special significance to their mitzvos. Continues the Gemara, Maishna minei didei. One second. What inference is she, the bas kohen, different than the kohen itself? In other words, if a kohen with mechal Shabbos, he's going to get skila. So why would you think that his daughter would get the sreifa? So Gemara explains. Ksalka daita chamina. Ihu de ishtaryo le Shabbos the gabi avoida. Since in certain aspects you find that a kohen can do malacha on Shabbos, namely doing the avoida. So he came into lo ishtaryo Shabbos the gabo. But since she doesn't have a heta to do malacha in terms of the avoida in Beis Hamikdash, a matido misreifa. So I would have thought that she will get the sreifa, right? Which is the more, which is stricter than skila. So kamash malan though. And the Achronim have a big question on this Gemara, because we'll just say it quickly. For every korban, we know has the four avodas done to it, right? So the first is shechita, then there is the kabbalah, then there's the halach, and then there's the zrikas adam. So those are done to every korban, but the first of the four avodas of shechita does not have to be done by a kohen. It could be done by a zar. It could be done by a tamei, and it could even be done by a woman. So the Achronim ask her, what do you mean that she has no heter? If a woman would do this, then in fact, technically speaking, it would be okay. So they have a big discussion on this. Some want to answer up, no, maybe it's talking about the musaf, and women aren't shaykh to the korban musaf, so therefore that one she's excluded from, so therefore she couldn't do the shechit on that as well. But the way, to say it simply, the Gemara here is discussing the reason why you think there'd be a special chumra over here is because at least you find by the male kohanim. Yoch lafid penuya, so I would think that even if she was unmarried and she had a znos, she should get sreifa, right? Ha liznos ksiv. The pasuk says liznos. So znos means it's more like adultery. When you're married already, doesn't mean just a single woman having an extramarital, having an affair, having a nice znos, not an affair. Kidrabi Lazar, right? This goes according to Rabbi Lazar. Da amr ponui habol al penuya. Shelo l'shem ishus, also zayna. So no, like Rabbi Lazar holds that if a single man has a relation with a single girl and not for the purpose of creating a kiddushin, so that makes her into a zona. So therefore, that's for liznos according to Rabbi Lazar, is any type of relationship, but it's not confined necessarily to a married woman. O'eino omer aviva elahotzi es kol adam. So you would have thought, when the pasuk says avia, her father, that comes to exclude any other man, elamainihu. So what's it talking about? Shizinsa me aviha. Is it going to be pshat we're talking about now, where she had the maises nus with her father? Samai iri bas kohen. So then why would that be unique only to a bas kohen? I feel the bas yisrael nami. Even if a bas yisrael would have maises nus with her own father, rachman al islan, she would get Sreif in that case. To Omarava, Omarli, Rav Yitzchak, Barav Avudimi, Osya, Heina, Heina. So really we're going to make a Gezerah Shava. So the two psukim found in Parshas Achrei Mos. So one pasuk says, we're in Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Yud, Ervas bas bincha o bas bitcha, right, the erva of your daughter of your son or the daughter of your daughter, lo segal ervasan, ki ervasan heina. So that's the key word, is heina. And then a few psukim later in Yud Zayin, the pasuk continues and says, "Ervas isha ubito lo sigale, es bas bino es bas bito lo sikach legalos ervoson shara heina zimahi." So that idea of heina is in both psukim. So the Gezeirah Shavah says just like it's osir to have tashmish with one's granddaughter and with one's wife's granddaughter, right? Wife's daughter or granddaughter, yes, so too it's also to have with one's own daughter. The Gemara says, "Osia zima zima," and then you have the zima of something that's like it means lewd or disgusting. So you have it here in the pasuk Yud Zayin, and then you have later on in Kedoshim, you have the pasuk says in Perichof, "Veish asher yikach es isha ve'es ima zima hi," right? The Eish Yisrufu Oso, we're going to burn her. The Es Hen Velosia Zima Besochachem. So, there, from that pasuk, that we learn out, if you have the Maisezus with the daughter or granddaughter, so then you get the Sreifa. So it's trich. He had to say both ways. Salk daite chamina krala fuke midirava. You might have thought that it was coming to exclude the case of Rava. Midigali rachmon v'bas koin v'lo b'bas Yisroel. But from the fact that the Torah only said this over in the case of a bas koin, it did not say this by a bas Yisroel, so you would have thought that the Sreifa doesn't apply. Doesn't apply to a bas Yisroel, right? So the pasuk comes to say, no, when it says the zima that she did, Kamash Malana comes to teach us that the bas koin gets sreifa for any adultery, not only with her father. Bas koin continues the Gemara, ainly elish shenises lekoin. You would have thought that only if she marries a koin, nises lelevi Yisroel. Again, here we'll learn lekusi lechalal and seeing lemamzer minayin. How do you know all she was, you know, married to any one of the other people? Talmud Lomer bas ish koin, afal pi she'ena kohenes, because the pasuk says that. That she's the daughter of a Kohen, even if now she's not necessarily given a Kohenis. Mishum de inas bo lehu lehani, because she married one of these people. Lav bas Kohen hi? So what, she's no longer a bas Kohen? Why should she get a different punishment just in these cases? Vesu, another kasha, midi Kohenis lecholin ksiv. Did the pasuk really talk and say, does the pasuk, again, the pasuk say it's a bas Kohen, a Kohenis who married a Kohen, right? The pasuk is talking about her father, but not talking about who her husband is, right? So therefore, salka dai dechamina, no, you would have thought like this. Ki seichel yiznois amar rachmana, she acted like with maisa znus. Hani mili hechedeka mi tachala hashto. That's when she does it now. Avaha, but in this case, where she married to a non-kohen, came to call me tachala v'kaima meikora. Since she had already was mechala herself earlier from the marriage, so then this pasuk doesn't apply to her, right? To Omer Mar Ubas Kohen Kisiel Ish Zar, when a Bas Kohen will marry a Zar, here means a non Kohen, Kevin Shinivalo with Posola Posola. Since she married a non Kohen, so she apostles herself. What exactly does it mean? It means she's posel, she's disqualified herself from eating Truma, right? The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, it's a Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Gimel, says in a Mikan, Omru Akum O Nasin O Mamzer O Ger Amoni O Moavi O Mitzri V'Adoimi Rishon V'Sheni, right? Only the first and second generations. O Patsuadaka Chus Shifcha, anyone, people who have, you know, mutilated body parts. O Chola Shabol Ha Yehudis also oisa zoyna uposla kohuna ve'im haisa kohenes pasula min hatruma. So therefore, she's not allowed to eat truma. Lelevi v'Yisrael nami. If she married a Levi or a Yisrael, also it should be the case. It says v'shava el beis avia kinu ureha. But that's only when she's married to them, doesn't have a child from the either Levi or the Yisrael that's alive, right? But if she did have a child from them, then that would continue to be allowed to. Michlal, she would not be allowed to eat the truma. Michlal, the chi'isa, isei gabe, lo achla, right? Kolzman that she has by them, the bas kohen, or a child from them, she's not allowed to. But if she's no longer married to them, she doesn't have any children from them, then she would be allowed to go, in fact, eat the truma again. Se'ema, lo sido misreifa. So you would have thought, because these cases, she shouldn't get the sreifa. So kamash malam, that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, that when she gets the sreifa, that applies to the bas kohen regardless of the status of her husband. In all cases, the bas kohen will get the sreifa. Udlo Rabbi Meir. So this b'raisa is not going like Rabbi Meir. Detanya milin the b'raisa bas kohen shenises liyisrael, a bas kohen who marries a Yisrael, ochel b'truma, she's allowed to eat truma. Mishalemes es keren v'ein mishalemes es achomish misoso b'sreifa. So if she married a non-kohen and then she accidentally eats truma, so she has to pay the keren, right, the main pronoun, right, and she doesn't have to pay the chomish, the additional knas that's paid for someone, because she's not really out of the parsha of kahuna, right? And if she was a bas kohen and had the znus, then she's going to get sreifa, according to Rabbi Meir. Then it continues, Nises le'echem in psulin. If she married one of the people, like the mamzer, for example, mishalem is keren v'chomish. Then in that case, she has to pay the keren and the chomish. Umisoso bechenek. Then she gets the regular chenek, just like a bas yisrael, divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what he holds. V'chachomim omrim, zo v'zo mishalmos keren v'lo chomish. Right? No. Both the one who married a Yisroel and the one who married a mamzer, so they both have to pay the keren and the chomish, meaning they get misalsim sreifa, and they get sreifa because they don't really she never loses her status as a bas kohen per se. In other words, mimon of shach. If she still gets punished with sreifa because she's like a bas kohen, then she can't be considered to be not a bas kohen or when in regards to the truma. So we don't split it. That's the rabbon shita. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Esavia b'sreifa eschamia b'skila. Okay, we quoted this earlier, but now the Gemara is going to try to work this out to figure what exactly is it talking about. Excuse me. Again, Rabbi Elazar Omer, esavia b'sreifa eschamia b'skila. My esavia b'eschamia. What does this mean? It says with her father, with her father-in-law. So ilema. Now ilema, just in terms of structure, the ilema, whenever the Gemara uses that phrase, it always introduces an answer that's going to be rejected. So ilema, if you're going to tell me, Esavia is meavia, that it means that she mamish had relations with her father. Ves chamia mechamia, and it means she had, tashmish with her father-in-law. So my iri bas kohen. So then why are you specifying and singling out the a bas kohen? Afid the bas yisrael nami. The same halach would be true for a bas yisrael. Bito besreifa v'chalasa beskila. If he has relations with his daughter, the punishment is sreifa. With his daughter-in-law, the punishment is skila. This is the Rambam. The Rambam paskins this in the first perek of Hilchos Yisuri Bia, Halacha Dalid. Ha'arayah sheyesh behen misas beizim, mehen shemisas beskila, some get skila, mehen mis shemisosan besreifa, some get sreifa, mehen shemisosan bechenek, some get chenek, ve'elu shemisosan beskila, some get skila. Haba al imo val eishes aviv val eishes beno, he nikros koloso, his daughter-in-law, shochiv im zochor, shochiv im behema, the haisha mevia es habehema aleha. So those are the categories of who the had the zinos with them and what the punishment is. But that's the if bito is with sreifa and koloso is with skila. So ella, that's why it's rejected. The Gemara says it has to be differently. Es avia means birshus avia, when she was still under her father's authority. She was erusin, but not nesuyin, ves chamia, which is her father-in-law. That means when she's totally bershus chamia, when she's totally married, she's nesuya. Kiman. So one second, who's that going like? Ikir rabbonon. If you can tell me, it's the rabbonon, right? Ha'amri nesuya yotza l'sreifa v'lo arusa. So they hold that a nesuya, fully married one, gets sreifa, but not an arusa. They get both stages of marriage, she gets sreifa. So Rabbi Lazar doesn't work with either one of these. Doesn't work with the Rabbanan, and doesn't work with Rabbi Shimon. And if you can tell me it's Rabbi Shmuel, we haven't got it, it's going to be coming up now in Lamed Beis. Ha'omer arusa yotza l'sreifa v'lonesua, that the arusa is the one who gets the sreifa, the bas kohen. Eschamia cheneku, but then for the father-in-law, it's not skila; it's going to be chenek. It's like any other woman who commits adultery. So shalach Rav Mishmei the Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Chanina, kachi hatzoa shal Mishnah. This is the hatzoa. This is the explanation of the Mishnah is like this. La'olam kirabonan. Really, we go like the rabbanan. V'hachi kaman. This is how you have to learn up the brisa. Kol shehu lemata mimisas avia. In terms of that, for the father, so it gets one less. Umay nihu nesuya bas yisroel. That's a woman who's a bas yisroel nesuyin. Ve'ili nesuya bas yisroel bechenek. So really, she should get chenek. So halcha mimisas avia besreifas. Therefore, in the case of that, it goes up one. Kol shehu lemala mimisas avia. Anyone who gets the more severe one, that would be the father, or my nihu, what's that? Arusa bas Yisrael, and a bas Yisrael at the stage of Erisin, te'ilu arusa bas Yisrael ba'alma b'skila, normally she should get skila, so Hachami says chamia b'skila. So here too, it gets the skila as well. So, in other words, it's like going up or down, depending on who she had the relation with. So maskif lo Rav Yirmiya, midi l'mal l'mata ketani? One second, does it say going up? Does it say going down? It never says this. El Omer Rabbi Yirmiya. Really, it's like this on Beis. La'olam kirebi Yishmoel. Not like the Rabbanan. Again, Rabin said that the Braisa goes like the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yirmiya says no, it's going like Rabbi Yishmoel. V'holchikam. And this is how you learn Pshat in this Braisa. Es Aviha, when it was with her father, means Rishus Aviha, when it was still in her father's control, meaning under his dominion, meaning she's in the stages of Erusin, that's Besreifa. The Es Chamia, but when it talks about the Chamia, her father-in-law, that means she actually was with him. Me Chamia, that's Beskila. And then, the Chol Adam, she was with any other man after getting married, then she gets Bechenek, like regular adultery. So he splits it. So again, according to the way Rabbi Yishmael, he's learning, Rabbi Yirmiya is explaining it's working Rabbi Yishmael, and when her father means in her father's home. When it's her father-in-law, it means the actual Maisa was with her father-in-law. And then a third category with anybody else. So Omarava, Maishna, ODD, VDD, Mamish, OED, VED, Rishus. I read that wrong. Omarava, Maishna, yeah. OED, VED, Mamish, OED, VED, Rishus, right? Words, what are you telling me that splitting between the father and the father-in-law? Either it means that she had Tashmish with both the father or the father-in-law, or it means that she was in possession in the domain of her father or her father-in-law. But where do you get off making a split? For one case, it means in her, under his, in his permission. And the other one means with him himself. Se'el Omer Rava la'olim k'Rabbi Shimon. Really, according to Rava, the Pshat and the Braisa is like Rabbi Shimon. V'kasav Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Lezer holds Nesuya Ke'arusa. A woman who has Nesuyan is the same as the status like an Arusa. And it makes an Ma'af comparison. Ma, just like Arusa, Chadarga Maskinan La, Maskinan Lasreifa. So by the Arusa, so we raise her one level, right, from Skila to Sreifa. Af, so too, Nesuya. By the Nesuya, we'll do the same thing. Chadarga Maskinala. We're going to raise her up on level. Mechenek Leskila. We're going to bring her from Chenek, we go up to Skila. So Maskifla Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina has a kasha on this. Ha, Idi V'idi, Rabbi Shimon, Besreifa Ka'amar. Rabbi Shimon says both cases, whether she is an Arusa or whether she's an Nesuya, a Bas Kohen gets Sreifa. So you can't explain Rabbi Shimon contrary to what Rabbi Shimon holds, right? So he doesn't hold from this. Ella, really, Amar Ravina. Ravina says like this. La'olam ki Rabbonin. Really goes like the Rabbonin, meaning that the Bas Kohen gets the Sreifa, and if she's married, and if she's only engaged, she gets the Skila. The epoch, but we're going to reverse the wording of Rabbi Eliezer. Es avia with her father beskila. That's when she gets a skila. Es chamia with her father-in-law. That's besreifa. I v'haydik amr es avia sircha ba'alma gnochot. It just means it's like it's a common way of talking that people it's common usage. That's just the way they did it. But that's why he's phrasing this away. Amr. Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Amar Rav, Halacha Kedeshalach Rav and Mishmei the Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. The Halacha is the way they said this. So Amar Rav Yosef Hilchasal the Mashicha. One second, you're telling me a Halacha for Yemosa Mashiach? Since the Churban and the Beis Hamikdash, we don't paskin Dini Nefashos anymore. So this. What are you telling me, what the halacha is now in this case? So then, based upon that, Amar Leh Abayis said to him, Elamiata, if we follow that line of reasoning, Shechitos Kodshim Log Blisnei, so we shouldn't learn Zvachim anymore, Hilchas L'mshicha, because we don't bring Korbanos now. Ela Drosh V'Kabal Schar, Halchanami Drosh V'Kabal Schar. So we should learn it, and we'll understand it, we'll get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by knowing what this is. In the Sefer Margolius Hayam, he brings an interesting point. What do you mean? The Shechitas Kodshim Lo Lisnei Hilchasa L'Mashicha. The Rav Tzvi Kalischer holds that one could bring korbanos without yet having the base of Migdash. So that's a huge topic about bringing the sefer the Shaias and Tshuvas Binyan Tzion. That's what it's called for, because the first tshuva in the sefer is discussing Binyan Tzion, like the name stands, implies. You know, what is the status of bringing korbanos when we do not yet have the rebuilt base of Migdash? Okay. So there, really, Rav Yosef says like this. This is what I'm telling you. Hilchoso lamali. What do you need to tell me what the halacha is in this case? So yidishmaitza halacha ka'amar. It's a halacha within Rabbi Elazar. You know, everyone's just trying to work out and understand what Rabbi Elazar meant. But at the end of the day, there's no nafkamina, there's no difference between what the actual halacha is. They're just trying to work out how to read that into what Rabbi Elazar was saying. Okay. Continues now. The Gemara is going to discuss the shita of Rabbi Yishmoel, that the Bas Kohen, again. So there's two stages to her. If she was Erusin, so then she gets Sreifa. If she had Nesuyin, then she gets Chenek. So the Gemara asks, Detanya Bas Ish Kohen Kiseich Liznois Benara Hi Arusa Hakosu Medaber. So we're talking about this where she's a Nara Marasa. Ato Omer Benara Hiaruso, you're talking about Namarosa, O Eina Ella Filinusuya, maybe it's talking about where she was already completely at the second stage of married already, she had the full Kiddushin. So Tamalomer Ish Asher Yinaf Es Ashes Rehu Most Yumas Hanoif Hanoifes. So a person who had adultery, they both are put to death, the Noif and the Noifes. Hakol Hayabichlal Noif Hanoifes. Everyone's included, all types of adulteries included. And the Torah tells us in these cases that the Bas Yisrael gets skila and the Bas Kohen gets Sreifa. So just like when the Torah specifies the Bas Yisrael for skila, that's talking only about an arusa and not a woman who had nesuin. So too, when it says the bas kohen gets sreifa, that's only if arusa v'lo nesua, that only if she has erusin, but not if she had the nesuin. Then the brayso continues and says zomem meho v'ola bechlal v'asisim lo kasher zomem, right? That though the edim zomem. And the man she had relations with, so in the parsha of Vasisim is they conspired to do. So bo'ala my kasher zomam ika. So what do you mean? What kasher zomam is there over there by the one she had relations with? El zomam bechlal misas bo'ala. The pshat is that if these Edim came to try to say that the Bas Kohen had zonos, so she's going to get sreifa, but the Edim are not. The Edim are going to get chenek. That's what the halacha is by the man who had adultery with the Bas Kohen. He'll get chenek. So that's what the Edim give. We don't give it to the Bas Kohen. The Gemara explains where we get that from. Mishum shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'asisim l'kasher zom lasos la'achiv, sekiyos la'achiv, to their brother, meaning the Boel, v'l'achoyso, to not to their sister, meaning the Bas Kohen. Divrei Rabbi Yishmoel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmoel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, and the Gemara is going to continue going back and forth now between Rabbi Yishmoel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer, achas arusa v'achas nesu yotzu l'sreifa. Both the erusin and the nisuin of a bas kohen gets sreifa. Yochel fi panuya. So I would have thought that if she is unmarried, she should still do it. Nemakan avia v'nemar l'halan avia. Ma l'halan znusim zika sabal. Just like we said, that it has to be Znus means that she has a relationship to a husband, i.e. either Erusin or Kiddushin. So Afkan, so to hear, Znus im Zika Sabala. It must be that she has here, that Bas Kohen has a Zika to a man, and she's not a Penuya. She's not totally unmarried. So Omer lo Rabbi Yishmoel. So Rabbi Yishmoel said back to Rekive, Ima lahala nara hi v'arus, imalahola nara v'hi arusa, afka nara v'hi arusa. This is a proof for Rabbi Yishmoel that it's only if she's an arusa she gets the sreifa. Amal Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says back to him, Yishmoel achi, Yishmoel my brother, bas ubas ani dorish. So I make a drasha with the bas ubas, the vav also teaches me that the nesuin stage as well is included in that punishment. Amalos, and Yishmael says back to Rabbi Akiva, v'chim yipnei sha'at adorish bas ubas, just because you make this drasha bas ubas to teach me both that the, again, the erison and the nisun on bas coin, noitzi lo zu sreifa, so we're gonna give her sreifa, imashman heviesa nisuya, heviesa penuya. If you're going to include something else, so it should have included the penuya, the imash melahotzias a penuya, and if you're going to tell me no, it's coming to exclude something, then hotzias a nesuya, so then it should have excluded the nesun as well. So your drasha doesn't work. Ah, Rabbi Kivas, what would he answer back? Ahani gezeira shava le maute penuya. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Gezeirah Shava, yeah, it is Mamayi de Penuya. Vahani bas ubas, the rabbis is a nesua. But the bas ubas comes to, it's to be marbe the bas coin who's a nesua. Rabbi Shmuel Sover, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Miduka Omer le bas ubas, from the fact that he makes, again, Rabbi Akiva was learning this bas ubas, Shma mine hodabe me Gezeirah Shava. He thought that since Rabbi Akiva holds from bas ubas that he rejects the Gezeirah Shava, right? Then he doesn't hold from it, right? But no, really, what Rabbi Akiva was doing was using both the bas ubas and the gzeirah shava. Aye, Rabbi Yishmael, hi, bas ubas, my dorish bay. So Rabbi Akiva, what does he learn out from the bas ubas? We know what Rabbi Akiva learned out from, was Rabbi Yishmael use it? This is like the ping pong, right? We're back and forth. What each tana learns from the drasha. So miboy lechidich tani avuad Yishmael bar Avin. He uses it from what the fall of Shmuel Avin said. When it comes to Kohanim, the males, so there's this distinction between those who are Tomim and those who are Balimumim. So one of Tomim could do the Avoda, a Kohen who is a Balimum cannot do the Avoda. Right, we actually once pointed out a few weeks ago in Shul, what does the Kohen who's a Balmum do? So his job, he goes through all the wood. He takes all the wormy pieces of wood that can't be used for the pyre in the Beis Hamikdash. So just like you make a chilek between the male Kohanim, Balmum. Those who have mum don't. So Yochan Nechalik Ben Hossein. So I would think that you would make a chilek as well between their daughters. So Talmud Lomer Bas Ubas. No, it comes to teach us that both, even the Bas of a Balmum, a coin's Balmum, is also included in saying. I have Rabbi Akiva. Where does he learn this out from this idea again that there's no distinction made? May the pasuk v'heim makrivin v'hayu kodesh nafka. So according to this, there's no chiluk between the daughter of a kohen who's a balmum and the daughter of a kohen who is a talmid. Rabbi Yishmael, what would you do this? Where do you learn the halacha? If you would learn it out from that pasuk, sahavamin, I would think hanimili inhu. That only applies to they themselves, labenosehen, but on their daughters, lo, it doesn't. So kamash malon, the halacha is really that the daughters of the kohanim who are balei mum is just like the daughters of the kohanim that do not have a mum. Okay, so we'll continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with more of this discussion back and forth between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva.